102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We are on with Olivia this morning. Good morning, Olivia. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Good morning, darling.
All right, hey. Darling. How are you, darling? Welcome.
Darling.
We appreciate you reaching out. You're going to be seeking a pardon this morning from your sister-in-law. You guys both married into the same family. Her name is Maxine. Now, before the little tension occurred, how was your relationship?
We've been pretty much cordial the whole time. No drama or anything, you know. I just really want our family to be closer, and I would really like her daughter to be in my daughter's wedding, you know, just so we can build memories and bonds together.
Okay.
Okay, so y'all married into the same family.
Yes.
Okay, okay. All right.
Here we go. So, Olivia, let me just get this right. You're not actually inviting Maxine to the wedding herself. You just want to take her daughter to the wedding for the 2 days and then bring her back.
Yes, that is correct. It is my daughter's wedding, so I'm abiding by her wishes. But her daughter is very much welcome to come and stay with us.
I understand, too, it's a COVID-friendly wedding, so it's going to be a low number. But do you think that that's fair to invite the daughter to be in the wedding and not invite the mom to see her daughter in the wedding?
I mean, we're going to take beautiful pictures for her and everything to see. We just have to keep everything small. We can't have everybody at the wedding. That's why we're going to take beautiful pictures to show the family.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Well,
take these pictures.
It is a pandemic, so you got to do what you got to do.
True, true, true. Swipe left. All right. So you're just seeking a partner just to make everything go smoothly and to, you know, get past this so you guys can have a good relationship moving forward.
Yes.
Okay. That's fair. We're going to get Maxine on the phone lines, and, you know, all you can do is ask, want to talk to her and see what she thinks. You're going to present your case to her, tell her how you feel about the situation. Then we're going to give her a little time to see what she wants to do as far as granting you a pardon or not. How was that?
That's fine.
All right. Maxine, good morning. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Maxine?
Hello.
Hi.
A woman of many words we see. Good morning, Maxine. How are you?
Hi. Sorry about that. I was caught off guard.
Okay. Yes. Welcome to the Dream Team. I know you're wondering why you're with us this morning, but we have a young lady by the name of Olivia that you may know.
Yes. I know Olivia.
Yes. Yes. Now, you guys are sister-in-laws. You married into the same family. Before this little recent drama occurred, your relationship was pretty decent?
Yeah. I mean, like, we get along. We, you know, see each other at family events. And, you know, it's not like we're, like, the best of friends. We're not, like, on a chat or anything like that. But we're good.
Okay. However, the situation came up with the wedding, and we have Olivia on the line this morning. She just needs to speak to you for a few moments, Maxine. And we need you to think about what she says and then make a decision. How was that?
I'm willing to listen.
Okay. All right. Olivia, Maxine's on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, Maxine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Olivia?
I'm good. Is there any reason you don't want her to come? We're going to have temperature checks and supplements and tea, and we're doing it as safe as possible. I just really want her to come. My granddaughter's in the wedding as well. You know, they get along so good. I just didn't want her to come.
Oh, so she has like a little cousin. Oh,
yes, I just want you to know they really get along really well.
Oh, okay.
She got a little family there.
It's a pandemic.
I mean, that's it. I'm thinking about my daughter's safety. Like, the numbers are increasing. I'm watching the news. I am not one of these, you know, hoax-based people. I see what's happening. It has happened, you know, close to my life. I've seen people die. So, you know, I know that my daughter's cute, and she gets along with everybody, and she's precocious, and, you know, everybody wants to have fun, and her family loves her. But, frankly, I think this is more about the pictures than it is, you know, my daughter's safety, because if she could, like, I mean, she traveling by herself, that's one thing. It'd be one thing if, like, I were even invited. I don't have to go to the wedding, but, like, they don't even want me to come. They want me to just send my daughter off. Like,
oh, this sounds personal.
I'm sorry, but that's
all. Not that we don't want you to come. We just have to have limited seating. We have to have limited people there. It's only 10 people allowed. And I really just want it. Her to be there with her cousin and just for them to get along and make these memories together. It would be nice for them to be in something like that, looking nice and beautiful and nice pictures. I think it'll be really good. We're going to keep her safe, I promise.
I mean, I think there's more time in life for memories than right now. I'm, like, adamant about keeping my daughter close to me. It's scary out there.
Right. Now, you do understand that Olivia did say that she is taking extra precautions during this wedding. There's going to be distancing, temperature checks, and all that, but you still don't feel safe enough to send your daughter alone. I think the alone part is probably what the concern is.
Yeah, that does sound daunting by herself. Yeah.
With people she doesn't know, you know, like it'd be one thing if I were like staying nearby and I could be there, but like to just send her off.
I mean, Maxine, are you just mad because you didn't get invited?
No, it's about my daughter's safety. I don't even know if I would go if I weren't invited. Like, I'm taking this very, very seriously. I'm watching it, like millions of people are dying. Like, I'm not about this life.
Olivia, do you understand her concern?
I do. I understand. All I can do is offer and just see if she was willing to change her mind. Maxine, darling, I really want you to think about having little Nikki in the wedding. I promise we are taking the extra precautions to make sure everyone is safe. Everything will be disinfected. Everything will be wiped down. We will have masks. Everyone will social distance. And we're also having the minimal of guests there. We really, really want Nikki to come with us, and I promise she'll be safe with us.
They ain't even going to kiss the bride. They're going to dap the bride.
That's right. Elbow pump the bride.
Elbow pump the bride. That's how they're going to do it. Go ahead, Maxine. How do you feel about what she's saying?
I mean, I've thought about it, and I do believe that she would do everything, you know, in her power to keep her safe. But unfortunately, like, it's COVID out there, and I've got anxieties about it. My daughter has anxieties about it. We're doing our best and our most to stay safe. And I can't go with her. If something happens, like, you know, she feels a particular way, I won't be there to settle her. So I, unfortunately, don't really feel safe. You know, I just don't feel like I'd be protecting my daughter by sending her off for 2 days to be in a wedding. And, you know, I'm sure it's going to be beautiful and the pictures will be lovely and she'll have a great time and she'll see her family. But I don't know. Right now is not really the time for memories. I think it's really important for us to just, like, settle back and
live,
you know,
so we can make some future memories.
Yeah, exactly. Take the L for the future.
That's the responsible way.
If that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do. And, you know, that's what I got to do for my family.
Olivia, you can kind of understand her position, right?
I can. This is my daughter. She wants to have her way. So she still wants her wedding. And, you know, I have to go with what Maxine says.
Y'all want little Nikki down there with her little cute curls, with her little cousin, with the lace socks on. Just, yeah, I see what y'all want. Yeah, y'all want little Nikki down there looking cute. I see. Mom does not feel safe. And so, Maxine, you're not going to grant a pardon and send Nikki to the wedding.
Correct.
But let me just ask you, you do wish them well for the wedding and everything to go great.
Absolutely. We'll send a gift. Like, you know, I'm guessing that this is going to be a beautiful wedding and that everybody will have the best time. You know, I wish her daughter success and congratulations on her wedding. Like, all the best. It's just that right now, I think it's the time for us to just settle down and, you know, not be going places.
All right. Understood.
Understandable. Yeah, understandable.
Can't argue with mama. All right. Thank you, ladies. We're so sorry there was not a pardon granted, but that's how it goes sometimes. Sometimes you get a yay. Sometimes you get a nay. But hopefully you ladies can move forward in the future, sit down as sister-in-laws and just have a good relationship after this COVID foolishness. So, Bay Area, if you would like the same done and your scenario played out on Beg Your Pardon, just go to KBLX.com, click on to Beg Your Pardon, and you can be like Olivia and Maxine with your dream team right here on Beg Your Pardon on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.